This is KCUR 89.3. Last fall, a sexual assault took place in a bathroom at Shawnee Mission East. A 15-year-old Leawood boy has since pleaded guilty to the charges in juvenile court. The incident upset many young people and parents, but as KCUR's Andrea Tudhope finds, it was something else that got Kansas City area students talking, and it all started with a hashtag.
Hashtag, wear black to stop attacks. Shawnee Mission East senior Katie Kuhlman came up with it. When she heard about the attack, she called for students to wear black in solidarity with the freshman victim.
At least 1,000 students were in black. I mean, you walk down the hall and it was unusual to see someone in another color shirt. It was just this dark, cloaked mass of a student body moving through the hall.
But it wasn't just East's hallways. Schools across the metro were inspired. Many started tweeting photos using the hashtag. Notre Dame de Sion and Rockhurst, Archbishop O'Hara High School in St. Joseph, even colleges like the University of Missouri and Columbia joined in. One student who heard about it was Peyton Capehart. She's a high school senior in Bonner Springs. She says sexual assault is definitely a topic of conversation among the students.
Everyone's like, it's prom coming up and you need to be careful. So here's all these horror stories of everything that could possibly go wrong at prom. So you hear a lot of stories then, and then you hear a lot of stories over the summer of like people going out without adult supervision. Suddenly it's large group chat of, oh my goodness, did you hear about what happened to that kid that lives three towns over?
That's when the sexual assault at Shawnee Mission East came onto her radar. That one sparked a really big group chat. Peyton says it hit home for her because it actually happened at a school. And she can't exactly not use the bathroom.
I always had the option to say, like, no, I don't feel like going to a party if I hear that story. Like, I didn't just get to say, like, I don't want to go to school the next day.
Before this incident, Peyton had an idea for her senior project. She wanted to start an after-school group to talk about sexual assault and all the problems that lead to it. When she saw the Wear Black to Stop Attack movement swarming her social media feeds, she was convinced.
By then, I was like, this is something that has to happen. Like, this is something we should have in every high school to show not only her, but every victim that the community is doing something. We are trying to push forward and make sure that this doesn't happen to another person.
Peyton called MOXA, the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault.
My name's Katie Russell, and I am a prevention specialist at MOXA.
Russell remembers when she first heard from Peyton.
She was really interested in addressing sexual violence in her community. That was her passion. That was her goal. So I was like, well, we have a program that does just that.
MOXA had just started experimenting with a new youth-led program when Peyton reached out. They partnered up, and soon 9 students at Bonner Springs High started gathering every Wednesday after school. That's when Blake, a junior, got involved.
I didn't think sexual assault was the biggest problem out there today, but I now know it's a lot bigger than I thought it was. I've had many of my friends that have been victims of sexual assault, harassment, and I'm a nice person, and I figured, let's try and maybe downsize the problem.
When Peyton first had the idea to start this group last fall, she had big ambitions, but not a lot of help.
A lot of them were supportive of, like, me doing it, but a lot of people didn't want to get involved themselves. They're like, oh, that's not my thing.
Which surprised her, at least a little, considering that statistically speaking, there's a survivor in every classroom.
When I started talking about it to friends, and a lot of them, like, they picture, like, something violent. They picture people being thrown against a bed, against a table, against a wall. To me, that was kind of the eye-opening thing for a lot of my friends when I told them. It was like, actually, like, it's most likely to happen by someone you know, and it's most likely not aggressive.
Since the sexual assault incident at Shawnee Mission East and the Solidarity Movement, the culture and conversation around sexual violence among students in the Kansas City area is changing. MOXA's education director of 6 years, Melanie Austin, has seen that.
This past fall, I think I responded to 4 students within like a month time. Normally, we haven't had that many requests.
Austin says students themselves, rather than their counselors or administrators, were wanting to get involved, asking what they could do at their schools.
The ideas that we have so far.
Back at Bonner Springs, their weekly meeting is coming to a close. They're planning a pep rally because who doesn't love a pep rally? Peyton says they're trying to raise awareness about the language high school students use that normalizes behavior that leads to sexual assault. It's the kind of stuff you hear in hallways or in class.
I had a friend earlier today tell me that he was going to rape the school. And I was like, do you understand what that means? Like, do you understand what you just said?
For now, it's clear there's a lot of work to be done. But Peyton knows one thing for sure. She's more ready than she ever was to make a change. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.